Welcome to the Can We Be Frank Show here on Universal Collective Network with your host and the crew, Selena Tavares, two old ladies on the couch, and the truck driver.
I need my headphones.
I gotta go dig them up.
Hello, you guys!
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. All right. How y'all doing this evening?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing a little bit better than my puppy. He got some soul off.
Miss Velma.
What do you mean on that shit?
Is she there?
She's supposed to be coming on.
She is. She look like she on.
Do you have another tip?
No, Tavares, I don't.
Where's
704?
Yeah, I pulled her
3312.
She look like she's on here. Let me pull her out and see.
Chat 451.
Hello?
There you go.
Will you say something?
I've been saying something. I hear you all talking, and I'm going, hello, hello, hello.
Ain't been going hello, hello. Cause
I have been going hello. I know what I heard Tavares say the dog took something and going to sleep or something.
They got into my Zola.
I had to open you up again. I had to go back and shut you out and then open you up again.
Mama done lost my headphones. So now we just finna be loud as I don't know what on this show.
No, it works because I was using them.
No, I can't use them at all.
Okay, you'll be all right.
Everybody's talking really loud.
I would guess I'm gonna call in at 9.
Okay, 9 o'clock. Great.
I figure that give you all time to get whatever you all need to get done.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you.
That sounds like a black
down, I'm going down on Block Street and clean it out.
You ain't going down nowhere. You're gonna keep your little skinny butt right where you are, down there on Willow Glen.
Oh, looking now.
Oh, let me
I'm
tell you.
I'm going on Block Street and clean it out.
Okay, see what time I call your butt in the morning. Don't call me. Look, call me at 11 o'clock this morning. She know better than that because neither one of us don't get up until 12 or after. But she could. She decides she going to wake up early. Then she going to call me at 11 o'clock this morning, waking me up.
I hold you accountable for it.
Who? Me?
Agnes.
Oh, Miss Agnes called you at 11?
Yeah, she knows better.
11 o'clock this morning. Now tell me, ain't everybody up at 11 o'clock?
No. Selena. She don't get up until 12 o'clock. Neither one of us get up before 12 o'clock unless we have a doctor's appointment. But she just, for whatever reason, I guess her boyfriend called her. Then she decided she going to call me at 7 minutes after 11 this morning.
Oh, wow.
We ain't able either, but nobody wanna hire us. we don't get no. Ain't no use in us putting in no application. You think they gonna hire us? We
don't nobody want no lady. Selena,
don't put no age on there. We walk through the door, they say no, huh?
Agnes, Don't nobody want me and you for Shalita, Agnes, and Maxwell and Rocky.
That's right.
That's the only people that matter.
I take Maxwell, you take Rocky.
Which one is
the little bad one? Is Maxwell.
Yeah,
well, why you
want
to give him to me?
I did not say I take Maxwell and you take Rocky.
Oh, okay.
Rocky's that old lazy one.
Oh, well, no, that's the one I need.
You sleep right now. And one sleep and the other one tearing up a shoebox as we speak.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, waking me up. But I'm a fix her in the morning because I'm calling your butt, babe.
You can call me all you want.
Now, you know, tomorrow,
I ain't going to answer. I'm going to look at the phone and see
I know how to come
in.
I know how to come and bam on that door and run back, get in the car.
Yeah, by the time you run back in the car, I'll be standing at the door.
That's okay. You'll be up. Because tomorrow is Tuesday, so I have to get up tomorrow. We going in front of the school and pray, and then we going out to our senior group. We going to walk around Peabody and pray, and then we going to Golden Korea.
That sounds nice.
So, and I get up early on Tuesdays anyway to be with my hang out with my other little ladies. So I'm going to wake you up, baby, so you might as well be ready for it.
Wake me up. That's okay, because B-Leg going to wake me up anyway.
I'm going to call B-Leg. She's
going to call me at 7:30 in the morning.
I'm going to tell her to call you at 6 o'clock.
She ain't going to do that because she know better.
I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell B-Leg. You need to call Agnes because I think she going cuckoo over there.
Oh, you wouldn't do that to me. Then she going to come get me.
No, I ain't gonna do it because I won't be in LA. I ain't gonna do that thing because I don't want you to leave Alexandria.
Then she gonna come get me and she ain't gonna say nothing. She just come pack my stuff up and say get in the car.
You hear what I say? No, I don't want you to leave Alexandria, so I ain't gonna do that.
I don't want to leave either.
No, I can't let you leave.
Yeah.
I can't let you leave.
God, thank you very much. I can't leave. I gotta stay here.
Yeah.
I'm going up in the pecan tree.
Oh Lord!
Oh Lord!
We all said, "Oh Lord!" at one time.
Why don't you go ahead and pick us something, and we'll make sure you come back down.
I'm gonna put me in one of them houses. You know how they put them houses in trees? When I see Velma coming, I'm gonna pot shot at her. I'm gonna put it in a tree.
That's the Jacob blood coming out. That's how those Jacob people act. I'm glad I don't act like I'm a Jacob, but I don't act like them.
Move, I say. That's what the old people say.
They didn't ready to come on now.
Okay.
We ready now. Hold on. I'm finna run the we're back on the we can call in now, so I can make that announcement.
I hope the truck driver show up because I would love for him to hear this conversation tonight.
Yes.
Let's see. All right, and we're going live. Wait, cancel. All right, let's see here. I can tag people in my post, support a nonprofit, channel my timeline. Oh, I can tag me. Oscar, I think. Thank you.
Ouch!
That ain't part of the conversation, is it?
I'm sorry.
What? Are we supposed to say ouch too?
No, I got knucklehead.
Well, I didn't know. Well, you know what? We supposed to say ouch too, huh, Agnes?
That's right.
Because we were going to say ouch if that's what we had to say. But we all may be saying
she gonna get you. She gonna get you before the night's over. The lady's gonna get you before the night is over.
So I get brownie points. Yes, on the night.
Oh. Oh, that's why you.
No, I just gotta go out and share it first. I just got the basic stuff out the way.
It says one person watching.
That's me.
Hmm.
Or it might not be me.
Hmm.
I don't know who that might be.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. It don't matter.
Let them watch. They might learn something.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dog.
No, no, he's not in here at all. He's playing all the commercials.
What you thought the Booger Man had got him, Agnes?
Yeah, I didn't know.
You were going to go to their rescue?
I don't know where he lives.
It's over.
Switch screens. Go to scene one. Scene one is the opening credits. I'm in a different business. The dog took my soul off.
He's
so crazy.
He's so crazy.
He's so crazy.
Turning around and around. Hey, yo, Zoloft, that's the pills. You don't have no liquid Zoloft, do you?
I didn't even know that was Zoloft.
I got some of that. I don't even take that.
I'll trade you.
What
is
that?
That's sinus medicine, isn't it?
No, it's a nerve medicine. Nerve medicine. The doctor gave me that. I took one. It had me so discombobulated, I ain't took no more.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I got a whole thing of it. I know I do.
Oh.
I don't know if I'll ever see my grandkids. welcome to tonight's show. It is episode 337 of the Can We Be Frank Show right here on the Universal Collective Network. Hold on. Yeah, I just had to let that part play. We got the two old ladies on the couch. We got Stella the Mackle back on the ones and twos. It's going to be a great show. I am your co-hostess with the mostest. What's my name? Oh, Tamara Swafford. All right. We got a lot of things to cover. It's been a long weekend. It's Monday. It's Monday, right?
Yeah.
It's Monday. It's Monday. Again. And we're here to kick it one more time. Last week, we did some exploratory things, exploring the real roots of what Rapid Parish really is. And it was a daunting task. However, it needed to be done. We'll continue more on that framework that we built upon last week. We'll do a little bit more into that. Tonight, we do have a special guest panelist. They'll be calling in at 9. It's going to be a surprise for everyone. We do enjoy doing this show. We do enjoy bringing you the Can We Be Frank show. 4 nights a week between 8:30-ish and 10:30 to 11-ish, depending on how good the conversation is, how much information we got out. Last week, they did try to shut us down several times while we were going through all that paperwork, but we are back. I've got my live broadcasting permissions back from Facebook, which is awesome, because now I get to see all my good friends again. And, you know, what's up to everybody that's in the chat room? I'm not going to say any names because apparently that's against the rules. But I do appreciate you guys all tuning in yet again. Again, this is the Can We Be Frank show. I almost forgot what day it was. So, Stella the Mackle, what do you have for the people?
I was sitting here just trying to work on some stuff that I should have worked on a long time ago. But anyway. I want to welcome you guys to the Can We Be Frank show here on Universal Collective Network. And the number to call in on is 347-677-1749. 347-677-1749.
Are we back on in the real world?
We should have been back on. I just hadn't been using that resource.
Man.
Okay.
So, wow. Okay. 37, what is it?
347-677-1749. If you want to call in and join in the conversation with comments, feedback,
347-677
questions,
1749.
Mm-hmm. Please feel free
to call in, add your voice to the conversation because it matters. We like everybody's voice, including our two old ladies on the couch. Hello.
That's right.
Hello. How is everybody
tonight? Hello. How you doing?
How's everything going?
It's going okay with me. I don't know about the other old lady.
Well, this old lady is going very well. Thank you kindly.
Well, we're happy to hear that.
We're happy to hear all of that. Everybody being all dignified tonight?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Well, tonight we shall talk about racism. Oh, tonight's show's title, The Feeling is Mutual.
Oh, okay, that's
you don't
what
like me? The feeling is mutual. You think I'm colored?
The feeling is mutual.
The feeling is definitely mutual.
That's wrong.
You guys, it's not wrong.
I'm not colored, boy.
We reflected. That's what we are. We're reflecting to the world. The feeling is mutual. You love us, the feeling is mutual. So you get what you get. You give what you get. Unless you're Max and take everything, you don't give anything but a hard time. Get back. Get your face off the phone, man. So last week, let's cover a little bit about last week. Last week, we talked about the horrible atrocity that is the beginning of Rapid Parish. More so specifically, Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We spoke about how the Colfax massacre and other things tied in to what is the epicenter, what is the crust of what Alexandria is. And what Alexandria is was founded by racists which is why that monument has to come down, because it's a testament to racism, blatant racism.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the guy that did the illegal parade, his behind, his grandfather owned slaves. There were people that were black and free being hung where that statue is now. So, if you really want to do what you really need to do, show up with me. I'm there with a petition that's already filled out. Almost 150 some odd names plus of people that are fed up with this pseudo racism, where we're in a Trump era where it's not necessarily racist, but we know it is.
Mm-hmm.
We know it is. We know what you really mean, and the dog whistles, we can hear them because we're not dogs, but we can see when you're blowing their dog whistle. I haven't earned my top fan of the week badge from KLAB because I haven't engaged in any of their pseudo-racist endeavors. So I don't know if they left me with it or not, but I used to go over there and not stir things up, but I talk to the agitators. Because there's a lot of white people here, especially here, that their heritage is intertwined with what we're talking about. A lot of people don't like what we talk about because we talk about it in a very frank manner, which is our job. And so I'm not angry at that. I'm not going to shy away from that. This is what we're supposed to do. This is our community service, which we don't have a problem doing. We take great pride and joy and putting on this production nightly, which is why we're late most of the time. Is that a good excuse?
No, that's your excuse, not mine, because I'm always ready. It's you that's not ready.
Well, according to Salad of Mackle, who does nothing but shop, I'm always late. Moving forward.
Whatever.
Right now, she's over here. She's playing a game on her Android.
No, this is not. This is setting up radio studio.
Oh, we're getting
fixed. Yeah.
So we're broadcasting on radio, Jack?
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at that.
Trying to.
Okay. Another trying to get a little simulcast action on one radio jar. Y'all, we are merging and moving up in the world. I wish I could give you guys an update on everything that's happening, but I promise you guys, things are happening every day. I'll give you an update on the Black Chamber of Commerce, which is right now it's known as the Central Louisiana Urban Businesses, or the Club. If you're interested in joining in on the Club, we are moving into our second phase where we're reaching out and we're networking with people that have already set up Chamber of Commerce, and they're going to kind of help us through it, and we're going to actually get this thing up and going. And we're going to have some type of say-so in how the economics grow in the Black neighborhoods going forward. So I really look forward to that. Like I said, right now we've gotten past the brainstorming stage. Now we're into we got to get a network set up. So there's people waiting on us to show up to the table. We've talked it up enough. As you guys know, probably like 2 months ago, we started talking about having you guys, everybody that is in the area with an LLC, even if you don't live in this area and you're listening, get you an LLC, pass it down to your kids, do something that, you know, that's better than buying them a car at 16, give them a business, and let them take care of the business until they graduate and you know, teach them how to be owners instead of employees. So as we move forward, we did say originally at the beginning of this season that this was season 10, but somewhere along the way, the bean counter that keeps count of the episodes miscalculated, and we're actually in season 11, and we just cut off the seasons part, and now we're in episode 338. So this is episode 338 of the Kevin B. Frank Show, where the title is The Feeling is Mutual. So saying that, we're going to look at how we're going to be operating in today's episode of the Kevin B. Frank Show. Do we have a diatribe?
No.
We don't have a diatribe. At 9 o'clock, we'll have a special, oh, in a couple minutes, we'll have a special guest call in, mm-hmm. and they're going to be able to be a part of the panel, and not you, Max, not you. I don't care how much you have to say, sir. Yeah, Max has a lot to say. So, how are two old ladies on the couch doing?
Fine.
Waiting for the
finale.
All right.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Going towards the end of this week, we're going to be, as we get further into this week, we will be talking about the rest of that Matthew Parrish report card, our homework on what Matthew Parrish really is, the families that are involved, and the families that are still involved to a degree. When you hear people talk about my family, when you hear white folks in Alexandria talk about my family's been here for X amount of generations, you best believe they was on the wrong side of history at one point in time. When we talk about how lawyers run the city, that's been around since the beginning of the foundation. We covered that last week. When we talk about, who was his name? Alexander Fulton was the city's first coroner, Rapides Parish's first coroner. So he was also an Indian trader, which means that he did business with Indians under the auspices. I like that word. Under the auspices of doing fair business, but what they were doing is they were setting up a credit system where they would the Indians would buy goods from people like Alexander Fulton and the little small empire they had going on here that was based on slavery. They would buy goods and they would extend them credit, and when they didn't collect on the credit, they would take the land. And I would love to have been in real estate and a coroner, because a lot of people would be dead and it wouldn't be murder. And I'd have a lot of land. I'd have a ton of land. Kind of like right now, actually. So Alexandria has always been a sought after place because of its location. We're right here off the Red River. We're in the middle of the state. It's a central location, so you can best believe they were trying their hardest to secure as much of the land as they could. But we're not going to get too deep into that. Our caller should be calling me in. And let's see here. Oh, not that. But, again, we look forward to our future endeavors as we grow more and more into the historic part of it. But again, you guys, not this city council meeting that's happening tomorrow, but in two weeks, I will be showing up there. I'll be on the agenda. Well, I won't be, but the item about the monument sitting in front of City Hall will be on the agenda, and I will be speaking. I believe under Roosevelt rule, I have 3 minutes to say my piece, and I'm going to say as much as I can to speak to the racism that does cloud that courthouse. So all that to say, we're going to turn it over to our great host.
He's on.
Okay, all right.
Awesome. Right in here, just right on time.
Yeah, right on time. I switched the screen. Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, Benjamin?
Yes, this is Benjamin.
Wait, Selena, this is Benjamin Curtis. This is the son of the one and only Israel Bo Curtis, and Selena McCall is the host, so you got Selena. Take it away, baby.
Good evening. How are you, sir? Thank you for gracing your time, giving us your time tonight. I'm excited to interview and talk to you. I have Mr. T over here that definitely hangs out and has good questions. And we want to go ahead and kind of welcome you to the show. And I want you to kind of tell yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Okay. As you said before, I'm the son of former state representative Israel Bo Curtis. I also am back at Alexandria because I'm taking care of my mother. And I came back after 9/11, which happens to be my father's birthday, because my nerves just got too bad in New York City. Being black, living where I lived in Manhattan, I didn't wear a suit and tie, and I got tired of people asking me for my ID, even though the doorman knew me, my concierge knew me, everybody knew me. But the policeman with AK-47s on the corner of Central Park South and West 57th Street didn't let too many people like me go without getting hassled.
Wow.
It happened to have been a church building that I lived in. But anyway, I was a lobbyist in New York, I mean in D.C. for 8 years under the Clinton administration. And I don't know what else to say except I affected your life before you knew me, and I will continue to affect your life as long as you get sick for the rest of your life. I also co-authored HIPAA, the Health Information Portability and Protection Act that was passed during the Clinton administration. So when you go into the doctor's office and you sign those confidentiality papers, yours truly was responsible with Senator Kennedy and Castlebaum for making that happen.
Wow.
Wow.
Awesome.
What a set of accolades.
Wow. Wow.
And not only that, you are the heir to the ace at throne, sir.
Now, let me explain something to you. I'm driving right now on country roads in Marksville, Louisiana, and I don't know where I am, so please speak loudly because I can't hear too well. I don't like to hold the phone and drive.
Oh, okay. We're sorry. Thank you for taking your time and calling in. That's first and foremost.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit. Give us a little history about your father.
Oh, let's see. Well, he and Sheriff Hilton threw newspapers together growing up as kids, and my father believed in doing things right. He believed in helping the community. He didn't believe in personal accolades. And if you know and you're confident in yourself, you do what you need to do, and others will recognize it. Some people won't. Some people will. But the most important thing is that he believed that government was for the people, by the people, and it's important that we remember that now, even more so, because you have so many devils out there that are perpetrating, and politics have gotten too nasty. My father had a temper, as I do too, and some people that were very close knew it, and I feel sorry for those who got to see it. So my father was on a school board for 12 years in Rapides Parish. Before that, he was, before that, he taught at Peabody Magnet, or Peabody High, and he was coach of the football team there, taught drivers there, a lot of people. And I don't know you, Salita, but Velma, you're in that age range, like with a few years older than my sister, so
yes,
you may have had him as your driver instructor. And
I had him.
He was also general manager of Winfield Life Insurance Company, and then most importantly, he did 16 years as state representative for District 6. He was the first African American elected to that area since Reconstruction.
Wow.
He was my driving instructor as well.
He was?
Yes, he was, and I got my license too.
Okay.
Yeah,
I hear that.
And he would build houses too. He was a builder.
My father did not build houses.
He didn't.
He may have No, ma'am. My father may have provided financing for people building houses or made it possible for people to get into the real estate market, but
that's
he did not build houses. Now, I've done that. Well, I've done the commercial financing for housing developments in Dallas. Once I left New York, because my nerves were too bad, I went to Dallas. And I got into financing and mortgages and stuff. And found I really love developing properties and stuff. Matter of fact, when we were given the land over there on Willow Glen, you know, the brickyard.
Uh-huh.
And we were going to build something. He had gotten approval for a senior citizen center, but when I came down, I said, no, that you can do a little bit better than just a senior citizen center. Everyone has one. There's one right down on Broadway. There's one uptown in the north. And do something more. So we put our hands together. And I said, why don't we partner up with a couple of nonprofits and do a housing development? And we were going to call it Willows. Did my phone drop? We were going to call it Willow Meadows. And then it was going to focus on senior citizens housing, affordable living, active living, and most importantly, I'm going to say these two words, and I don't like saying them, but homeless veterans. And those are two words, in my opinion, that should never be used together. There should never be a thing called homeless veteran in the United States of America. And so that's my focus. My focus now is taking care of my mom and seeing if I can make something happen to help people stop calling themselves homeless veterans and, most importantly, providing them with an opportunity to not only continue to help the country, but also help their community.
Yes.
Exactly.
Benjamin.
Yes.
Tell them, because there was some conversations that I had with some people that was saying that medical, that health center down on Willow Glen, the corner of Willow Glen and Jones Street, that there was by some other people. And I told them, no, that was your father. And tell them how you told me about the people that tried to bring your father down. And you told me
The current executive director, Pat, who's down there. And I don't care who is on the line. Then tell her that if she has a problem, to call me directly. That person, along with people that were actually handpicked on the board when my father died, refused to name it that. And that that woman had the nerve to say, well, he never expressed it to her that if something happened to him, he would like to have a name change, because it's illegal for an elected official to have a name for an official to have a facility that's state-funded named that. So how it got started, the way the Rapides Primary Health Care Center actually got started was my mother had the idea. And so many of the things that my dad did, my mother was the person that brought it to his attention. And because he was in the position that he was in, he was able to make it happen. And when he told me that he was going to do that, because right out of college, I became installation director for New York City Health and Hospitals Corporation, which is the country's largest municipal health care system. And I designed and installed computer systems, billing systems, and patient accounting systems, urology, everything for the hospital. Hello?
Go ahead.
So I brought my business partner, Henry Hall, down from Albany, New York, and Henry sits on a lot of the health boards in the state of New York. And we sat down there at my dad's office with Rose Forrester, who was the Secretary of Health at the time, George Thompson, and Mr. Booz. We wrote the business plan. I brought the first $2.5 million to the table. So Let them do that. But I doubt if they can say they've done that.
No.
Anyone who claims, that you try to call me directly, I'll give them a thing or two to talk about.
Okay, well, tell us about the three people that had the secret meeting, tried to have a secret meeting on your father.
Oh, which one? So many different people had a secret meeting.
Yeah.
I won't name any names. But there were those persons, some lived in my neighborhood. Some are in business now that wouldn't get it if my dad hadn't intervened. And they were saying how they were going to block certain things that he wanted to do because he didn't want to play ball with them. And anyone who really knows my father knows you're not going to have him cowing down to you for excuse me if I curse during this. I'm a Christian, but I'm also, I consider myself a real New Yorker, and I use expletives, okay? So if it offends you, I apologize in advance. But there's not a single moment.
This show is called the Can We Be Frank Show, so please be frank by all means.
Okay. I'm trying not to get, really, really low, but they plan to block him. One of them, I won't say the names anyway, but anyway, a lot of these people, you know, when you are doing things right, you become a target. People don't like to see other people succeed, and that's why I don't even talk about the stuff that I've done, because it starts too much animosity, and I'm not a nice person when it comes to stuff like that. I don't have the mentality. I like Michelle Obama. Y'all don't want me in office.
Yes,
you don't want me in office, and you don't want me to be a teacher, okay?
No, that's right.
Yeah, because your children will be mentally screwed up for the rest of their life. they planned it out. But see, what they didn't know was that this person, the house that they were having this meeting at, that daughter is the best friend. That's right. Their daughter is the best friend with my best friend. And when she went over and told her what was going on, what was being said about my dad, of course, she told me. And I told my dad. And so he took care of it his way. And that's all I'll say.
Your dad, he wanted that ASIC board, didn't he?
Yeah, he helped get that started. I know he did. He started GATA, and he did the ASIC board. But, you know, that board, I came down here, I think that was around Katrina when they were talking about the riverfront development. As a matter of fact, the riverfront development they have now is really a watered-down version of what originally transpired. And if people who are in certain positions now, and people that are in positions now may have a little bit of Alzheimer's, and I don't want to just pop up in a meeting and remind them that you were given X million dollars by Mary Landrieu, and my dad wrote a check to get this stuff done. Now, the architectural firm Barron and Brocata, they had a model laid out of what was going to be. Our riverfront model was going to put Shreveport to shame and make New Orleans look twice, okay?
Right.
Now, the thing is, if they need to know, Jeff was on that board. But if you recall, they did some kind of law. That said that you had to report your household income if you were going to serve on certain boards, if you were elected or something, I don't know. And a lot of people withdrew from that board. Now, their withdrawal is still under suspect because there were other people, one or two of them, who were the people that were talking about my father and how they were going to block stuff, happened to be the people that did it. So it was gratuitous for some people to actually resign. But see, the way things go, and I was telling someone earlier, if you really know politics and you're in it, because I was raised in it and played it, things are planned out at little places. Like, for those of you who may remember something called the Businessman Club on which is now Bowles, I think.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember there were people that would sit down at the bar and say, okay, well, we're going to do this, this, and this. And such and such is going to take over that and do that. And as a child, you don't pay attention to that. You just say, okay, and you keep going. So from that standpoint, you just keep your mouth shut and go and do business. But that's the way it goes.
Now, I did have a few questions for you in regards to what your father tried to get started with that ACID board. And the reason that we've been talking about it so much lately is because we have Mr. Joe Fuller as well as several of the other city councilmen that are getting back on board and getting ready to, or that are poising to posturing themselves to get that back on the book and make it a real thing. We speculated about some of the issues that your father encountered while he was getting it put together, but do you know of any issues that are specific to you that you know about personally?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear everything you said. One moment, please.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Take care. I'll talk to you later. I'm dropping. I'm down here seeing friends from college. But anyway,
you're most of that.
And so, okay. Thank you. All right now. Okay, now I can focus a little bit more. I was getting direction. Back there in the backwoods on Tony Roy Street. Avenue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, he didn't tell me how to get home. And the cell phone didn't work. Cell just backed out. I'm not in New York City, that's for sure.
One thing I got to
regress a little bit.
He's on Tony Roy Street. Let's see, you went down the street? All right.
No. Oh, that's the lights over that way, bro. Okay. The thing is, in New York, people gotta give directions. I've been back home and I ask people, where are you? I'm down here by what's his name house. What? Who is what's his name? I don't know. You see me? And then I'm like, what street? Well, you know, it's down there by such and such. I'm like, okay, I haven't been here since 1981, so I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
What's the name? They moved a couple times.
Yeah. Hey, those are the same two people that were walking along the coming to.
All right, well, go to the left.
No.
Give me your email address and I can email it to you.
Oh, he's dropping right now.
He can say it out loud.
Oh, okay.
Send it to me at coop.exd, coop.exd, stands for Community Outreach Opportunity Program, dot executive director. I'm going the wrong way. Okay. Okay, we just turn around. And at gmail.com.
Co-op. Yes.
At coop.ext at gmail.com. Okay, we're around.
Yes.
Did you say EXT or EXT?
Exit, Edward, exit, David, at gmail.com.
Okay, so you're saying coop.exe, like in David, right?
Uh-huh. Is this Velma speaking?
No, this is Selena speaking.
It's the leader of the show.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So it's EXEP at Gmail.
G as in Gary.
Yeah.
Mail.com. Okay. And that is. I'm going to have
it.
I'm
looking at it now.
Okay. That's COOP.
Uh huh.
Dot. T as in Edward, X as in extra, D as in David, at gmail.com.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
I'm giving it to you now.
Okay, great. So, going back to what you were originally asking me about. What was your original question you were asking me? We were talking about ACID.
Yes,
I
was asking what personal encounters, what personal obstacles that you were witnessing that he was getting, the pushback that he was getting.
The first one, I have no idea. First of all, I didn't hear the last part of your question, but if you were asking me what was the first outcome that they were expecting,
yes, sir.
I can't speak to that because I was not a part of that board being put together. All I know is that that board was put together for the sake of bringing economic development to more than just a certain section of the city. Now, what I can speak to is I was here when there was looking at with the cow pasture down there on North Third. And I recall sitting in the community development meeting with Mrs. Bell, and I don't know if some of you, the older people, may know Mrs. Bell, but everybody was against bringing residential before you put in commercial. And they used to, for people that don't know real estate and stuff, and I do know real estate, there are what you call rooftops, and then there are what you call air rights. I'm going to talk about rooftops because down here people understand air rights and think that you're BSing them when you're really not. Now, rooftops are what some companies use to justify either moving in or moving out of a particular area.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds good on paper, it looks good on paper, but it's really nothing but a whole bunch of crap because if you're going to put in a Walmart neighborhood center, people are going to come. It's like the Field of Dreams. You build it, they will come.
Exactly.
Okay? And so I never did understand why a certain councilman promised a group of people that he was going to oppose this, and when the vote came up, he did oppose it. And if you recall, the issue came back up because another councilman had brought it up, and I can't say for sure, but I suspect, and I highly suspect, that City Councilman A got to City Councilman B after speaking with the leader and said, look, this is what needs to happen. Now, no one really questioned the fact that the developer who built those Rosedale apartments and those houses over there is the same developer, the same developer that built, the same developer was the developer that built those apartments down there by Gilcrease. Okay. Nobody really asked about that, and no one asked about the major controversy that came up while someone's job was in jeopardy. Okay? Now, what happened was a certain person was supposed to put in certain amenities and other things, and they didn't. They were threatening to pull out if they had to succumb to this person's desires to provide better housing. Well, it didn't sit right with some people, and someone made the comment, no woman should be making that kind of money in the first place. So, and I heard that with my ears, okay? And I'm not going to mention the names, but I thought that was highly wrong. And I had worked with the developer out of New Orleans that brought things to, at that time, the person's attention. Okay? So I don't know whatever else happened because I didn't follow all that BS. Because that is, like I said, I'm not a nice person when it comes to business. It's about business. I'm going to do what needs to be done. And I do care about people, but I've got to make a dollar too. But I'm not going to make my dollar off of breaking somebody's back or depriving someone from their own civil liberties. I'm not going to do it if it's dirty. Period.
That's right. I don't blame you. Don't do it.
That's personal.
I know some tricks now. My best friends were Wall Street executives in New York, and that's how I got Microsoft WebMD to buy my computer company. So you can leak information, you can do whatever you need to do, but you don't cut off somebody's fingers, you don't cut them off at the knees, and you don't lie against.
All right.
Imagine, Benjamin,
that's what I'm talking about.
How far we would be now if certain people hadn't stopped that.
Let me go back and tell you something about the development, okay? Riverfront development. My mother asked for, could she come see the things that were laid out? And at that time, before our current mayor got off the board, he's got the chance to see that entire model laid out in the offices of Bamber Potter, the architects.
Now all of a sudden,
nobody knows where that model is. Nobody remembers it. And I'm like, I know I'm not crazy. I don't live in a Twilight Zone. I know this stuff happened.
You know it's there.
You know?
See?
And you know what?
No,
it's kind of funny that you guys are bringing this up now, because this past weekend, the air conditioner vent fell out in my dad's office at our house, and I had someone come in and put it up, replace the tiles and everything, and I came across a lot of his stuff. I'm going to go back and look at that, because he was very meticulous about filing. That's where I probably got my OCD from. So I'll look at that.
That's all right.
And with the handwritten notes and everything on it.
Now, just imagine.
You see how far we would have come if they would have been right and fair and honest?
Everything, everything from the Curtis Coleman Memorial Bridge expands over Pineville down to Mona's on the levee down there, and I call this my quiet secret place. It's the best kept secret in Alexandria. If you just want to go chill, look at the water, and not be bothered with loud ass children and boom boxes and whatever else they do now. But it's a very nice spot. But everything was planned and developed. The Red River was going to be even more navigable. It was going to have the amphitheater like they're proposing now. And it would have had additional parking. There would have been shopping, everything. The Alexandria Museum of Art would have been extended out there. There was even a discussion of an aquarium. So, which I don't know why people are shying away from that possibility now. There's so many things that we can do in Alexandria to make it a much livable and enjoyable life place. The quality of life sucks in Alexandria, I don't know why. And being a single man, no children, I have to go out of town.
They cut all that off.
But you know
well,
what,
listen, I just bought a car in May, and I got 55,000 miles on it now. Okay?
What?
Yeah,
you know,
I bought a car
say,
May 23rd.
They just cut everything off.
If you're not married, a Bible thumper, or in high school or something, there's nothing really to do. You know, you have one or two places. There are no decent places. Everything there is, I call
so
it,
right.
Mammy made.
You are so right.
Take a box and slap some newspaper over it and wallpaper around it. You might put up a brick or two, and maybe you'll do the driveway, and you call it, you know, this is where we're going to go. And it's packed because there's nothing else for people to do. Your options are limited.
But you know what,
everything doesn't have to be. Everything doesn't have to be so damn wholesome. Shit, excuse me.
That's right. You're right.
There are some things. There are people. People like to go see. Why don't you have a jazz club here?
Yep.
Why don't you have an open mic night? What happened to poetry? You know, there are things that are clean that don't involve. Getting somebody to do something lewd and lascivious, there's just too much that isn't done and isn't even discussed. And
well, you
I'm
know,
not going to say anything, but
Mr. Benjamin, now they have the open mic, they have the poetry night now, they do have that.
It's not as popular
Who does the marketing and advertising? Who does marketing and advertising in Alexandria?
Thank you. Nobody knows but a few people.
Let them keep their secrets to themselves, and I'm sure they're not making the money they could make.
They don't talk about that because nobody knows about it but a few people.
There's probably those same few people that call themselves the movers and shakers of Alexandria that wouldn't be moving and shaking shit if they hadn't had a door open for them by my mother or father. Now, my mom and dad brought in nationally recognized people to start this Central Louisiana Business League.
Oh, Lord.
Did you know that? They did that. My mom and dad did that.
Well, let me just tell you, they're keeping it all to themselves. It's a click. That's exactly what Alexandria is.
I know that click, and I told that click to kiss my ass.
That's right.
It's not about that because I know where you come from, okay?
You know what
I'm
talking about.
I know when you used to wear my hand-me-downs, okay? Don't get me started on that shit. Seriously. You wouldn't even have your license if my daddy hadn't called the Secretary of State and said, give it to him. He had to take that test three times.
Wait,
And wait a minute. Your daddy taught me how to drive and fill the form out, and all I had to do was go to the DMV and show them the paper. They gave me my license.
Yeah, with his name on it. Okay.
That's right, with his name on it.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
I don't know if there are any naysayers out there, but see, you guys have got me worked up, and I said I'm not going to get worked up, and I'm not going to get involved in politics because I don't want to have to tell somebody something and make them go hurt themselves. But
you know the real deal.
I sleep well at night. I sleep very well at night every day. I'm in Lawrence, Boston, but this is something that I have a sincere passion about telling the truth. Don't try to build your fame on somebody else's when you don't even have the clout to do it, nor the brains. And
that's right.
Thank you. Say
that again. Because
Salida,
they talking.
Wait a minute, Agnes, Salida.
Yes.
Didn't I tell you you would enjoy talking to Benjamin Curtis?
But listen, if you guys have any doubt on anything, I don't do Facebook because I believe it's a tool of the devil. Even though I do have a Facebook account, they've given away free software, and you had to log in with a Facebook account. But anyway, I will find a way. Whoever emails me first, I will email you a copy of my father's funeral program that lists almost everything that he's accomplished while he was in office and before he was in office, okay?
Uh-huh. Benjamin, because this is her show, and she's the host, and she's the one that do all the research, and she find out much stuff on the show, and you were talking about nothing here to do. We talk about that a lot. We talk about how we have to go all out the country almost to have something to do. But
whoever sends me the email address, send me the email address to my email, and if I don't get it, I would ask Velma to text me, but she seems to have a problem texting. So I will. Someone can take down my number.
Andre on you. His sister Andre and I were in high school together.
Andre does not ruin me. Only thing I can say about that, and I'm going to say it about you too, y'all just older than me. Okay? That's it. True.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You are an inspiration because we've been going round and round. Our head been busting open, trying to just get things done, and I knew your father had something to do with the clinic.
Yeah, and you know, and the other thing is, after my father died, and a lot of people wanted to rename the Rapides Primary Health Care Center after my father, the board members said no, and then there was one board member whose name I won't mention, Mr. Allen, that said that I'd be damn we name that after he ain't shit. I'm like, okay.
He is the one who did it. They got mad because he did it.
I'm gonna name names now, and if you want to take a pen and paper, I'll name names now because I don't mind. Let them come knock on my door. I'll tell them everything. I'm a back now. I'm my father's son, and then some. Mr. Allen, Mr. Stalworth, all these are people that I church members, as a matter of fact, now handpicked by my father to be on the board of the Rapides Primary Health Care Center. And so when they said they weren't going to rename it after he died, I said, okay, great. And we were able to get the Curtis Coleman Memorial Bridge named after him.
Nah, you got it anyway. We got something better anyway.
The only black family in the state of Louisiana who has a bridge named after them.
My cousin. Let me just tell you this. We know, and we don't mind calling names. You see that Charles Frederick Smith and that Roosevelt Johnson?
Uh-huh.
We've had problems
with
welfare. We go to the city council meeting. We have had problems.
They're ready to put us out.
Matter of fact, Roosevelt put the whole Salida, he put her out the city council meeting one time because
sure
she
You know what really, you know, would be wonderful if I, okay, it'd be interesting if someone from the federal level.
Hello?
We lost him.
He must have dropped off.
Yeah,
he's right
on. Oh, there he come back on.
You come back on.
Yeah, he said it'd be funny if somebody from the federal level came down here.
Wow.
And seeing what was going on.
Wow.
You know what? They need an audit. I bet you he could get it for us. They need an audit.
And what you, now, this wasn't no, and I'm not, this ain't the, no spite on any past guests that we've ever had. But the things that we talk about, when we talk about what the areas like Lower Third and the Village, and we're talking about what his father had put in the plans a long time ago. And what
now they don't know where it's at. They know exactly where it is. They hid that. They hid it. I'm telling you.
That's your click shit. That's your Ned Randolph. That's your what's his name? Jock Roy.
Mm-hmm.
That's your Jock Roy. That's your Roosevelt Johnsons. That's your Harry Silvers. That's your. You think they didn't know who Representative Curtis was?
Yeah, they knew. He stayed in office at what, 15, 17 years? You tell me they don't know you?
Well,
and you know what he said was so phenomenal when he said the model that they had would have put Shreveport and New Orleans to shame. Now, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Nah, they didn't want it. They didn't want it.
They wanted to keep that money.
They want to keep that money uptown.
That's right.
That money would have spread all the way down towards Marksville, going down Third.
Yep.
Y'all heard what he said about the Walmart on Third Street?
They didn't want it. And that would have been on that land.
That's right. Yeah. And people would have come. I mean, they would have had good
livestock.
Yeah.
You know what? If he would go to a meeting, you'll know who's who, because they gonna drop their head between their legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's home now.
Because they know who he is.
Yeah.
Well, he is home now. So
yeah.
Well, I ain't gonna say we're gonna try to coax him out. But I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be ashamed of the efforts that we put forth on this show.
He had no idea that he had a group of people out here that was, you know, so this just brought open up something for him.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And you know something else too? He needs to talk to HOLA. New Orleans, New Orleans Housing Authority.
Our alliance. So, that being said, you guys, I'm going to slip out to commercial. We're here in the second, we'll be back with the second hour of our show. I know you guys are tired of hearing the same commercials. If you're tired of hearing the same commercials, please jump in my inbox. We will develop some marketing stuff for you so it can be played during this time and many, many multiple times on many, many other formats and platforms. As we said, we are broadcasting on Radio Jar. We are broadcasting on Blog Talk. So it would be nothing to get your product, your information, or your announcement out to multiple thousands of people. Even though it does not show up on our live feed about how many people there are, the numbers that you see on our Facebook line, they're only a portion of what was actually being seen across the internet as far as what we do here on the UCN. But this is the Can We Be Frank Show. Like I said, if you want to have your business advertised, please hit us up in the inbox. We can develop some marketing strategies, and we can get you out there, whether it's logos, commercials, whatever you need. As you can see, we do it ourselves, and we make sure that it gets done, and we make sure it gets played multiple times, just like right now.
But you all, you notice something else he said? Hello?
What did you say?
About the ASIC board, there were people, they were almost like forced off of that. It was a lot happened. It wasn't good. It was like some of them didn't have a choice.
That's right. And he handpicked his board members.
Mm-hmm.
You heard him say that? He handpicked his board members.
But you had
They had the nerve enough to say they wouldn't put it in his name.
Yeah, and then because of some type of income, they had to tell their income and all that crazy stuff, or else they couldn't be on the ASIC board and all that crazy stuff.
That's crazy.
So, lady, you still there?
Oh, I know why.
I'm still here. I was just reading something. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening to you guys.
I know why. The reason being is because you're dealing with a whole lot of money, and they want to know how much money you got or if you owe anybody, because you'll wind up stealing.
Well, that and it's a few other reasons, but they want to...
It's some other reasons, but the money...
That's the state level, and that, I think that's public document after that, ain't it?
Yeah.
That will be useful to somebody like Jack Roy when he was in his heyday.
Yeah, don't wanna show them the money he done took.
I wouldn't show them practice nothing either.
Nah, that's what it is. Because when I remember now when I started working at the bank, they had to check my credit, and if your credit is not good, you can't get the job. Because they figure if your credit's not good, you're going to steal some money.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They check your credit.
See, our friend Benjamin got excited. I mean, he really got excited and mad all at the same time about what they did to his daddy.
And you know what? I don't blame him. I'd be mad, too. Because I remember Mr. Curtis. Because he was nice to me. Now, I said he was a builder. So my daddy must have put the bricks on his house. Because I remember him coming over here and talking to my daddy about bricks. So maybe my daddy put the bricks around his house. I don't know. But I thought he was a builder. But come to find out, it's Mr. Hayes. That's who was the builder.
Who, Tippy Hayes?
Tippy Hayes built houses, too.
I know he was a principal.
Yeah, he was a principal.
He was a principal at Aaron Street when I was there. The whole 6 years I was there, he was the principal.
Uh-huh. And he do houses on the side, I believe.
Oh, I didn't know what else he did. I know he was a principal.
But Mr. Curtis was a good man. And I don't care where you saw him, he was going to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
We're back, guys. We're live. We just had Mr. Israel Bo Curtis' state representative, Israel Bo Curtis' son, Mr. Benjamin Curtis, on, and he said he is home to take care of his mother, but apparently that gentleman is with all the smoke. He's with all
Everything
the smoke.
Happened for a reason.
Everything
Exactly.
And like I said, this might just be the era in our generation where we have people that will not bow down. There's us. There's us four on the radio, us five, count Mr. Truck Driver. There's us five on the radio and a number of other people. But that we're few in numbers. Others will quickly sell out. Others are for sale right now. They're color people.
Miss Lynn tonight.
And a click.
Miss Lynn is Miss Lynn, she's not listening tonight.
I believe she is. If she's not, we're gonna give her a shout out. Miss I'm sorry. Let me give a shout out to all the wonderful people that tuned in. Mr. John Early, Miss Kenesha Smith, Brother Kakuna El Shabazz was on, Miss Rashonda Roy was there, Miss Alicia Armstrong, Raquanda Chapman, thank you for joining us, Mr. Jonathan Gaston, the Peabody Warhorse fame, Anita Boos, Nanique EL was on, Chief Correggio Smith was on, Adrian Woods, Ms. Cleopatra Wright, Trisha Lee, Ms. Keona Vine. There's been we've got our traffic back. See, they knew one thing, that once I put it on this page, we was going to be famous. And they took me out of this page, and we didn't lose our momentum. We just had to spread out what we were doing. But now we got the focal point back. And all these people, these wonderful people came in and joined us this evening. And I'm grateful for their presence as well as others.
Mr. Truck Driver didn't show up, huh?
Yeah. Mr. Truck Driver did call in. I told him that our calling lines are back open, and I've been helping. Can we check the teams over there?
He's
not on that. But Mr. Truck Driver did call in. Oh, well, Mr. Curtis was talking. But, you know, I called him back and let him know, call him the calling line. He said, okay. But we, you know how that is, truck driving, tell them call back, you know, it'll be tomorrow's episode. But that just goes to show you, I don't know if y'all was really digging if y'all was picking up what he was laying down, but a lot of the dialogue that we have on this show, it was confirmed via what he had to say.
Yep, everything
that had been said,
he
confirmed it.
Yeah, sure did. And he's been away. For many months.
And he's been gone for a while. And he come right back to Alexander to the same old mess.
So I don't know how everybody else didn't ever notice it. I don't know how it just walked under the radar of everybody else's O-S-H-I-P, we in a bind radar. But we've been in a bind, Alexander. Mm-hmm. We've been in a bind. For years.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, T? I'm willing to bet almost half of Alexandria or over half of Alexandria did not know what Mr. Curtis had tried to do as far as getting that all that stuff the model.
No.
And
they did that.
A lot of people didn't know anything about it.
They hid that. And you know something else? All right. That engineering firm, what's the name of it?
I think he said something in Bacata.
Yeah, but the architectural firm that we always talking about, everything goes to them.
Pan
American.
Yeah.
Pan American.
Yeah,
I bet Pan American knew all about it.
I know they did.
Mm-hmm.
How can this black man outsmart us? Oh, no, we'll fix
mm-hmm.
that.
No, we ain't having that. We ain't having it.
None of that. You black people ain't going to have nothing over here. Shoot.
Nah.
You know what? I think all this is prime real estate. Okay, we'll show you. We'll put crime in your neighborhood. We'll keep all black businesses from open down there. We'll fix all
That's
that.
That's right.
We'll fix
That's
that.
That's right.
Years. You know what? It's only going to take us 12. We're going to put Jock in place. Then we're going to get Roosevelt. It's only going to take us 12 to completely break this neighborhood.
And don't leave out Charles Smith. And you know what the thing, the sad part of it is? Charles Smith lived in that neighborhood. Those people in that neighborhood, where Mr. Bo Curtis lived, they were all very, very close. They were all school teachers and principals
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles Smith lived right around the corner. I'm
mm-hmm.
just surprised that he would even do that to his neighbors.
He did to his daddy. What do you think he's going to do to his neighbor?
The neighbors, those people were very, very, very disappointed in him because, you know, they thought he was a friend.
Hmm. All he knew how to do is get over.
Gotta get over.
Superfly?
Curtis Mayfield?
Gotta
get over.
Yeah.
Okay.
And anytime it was some money involved, you can rest assured Charles Frederick was right there.
Hey, what you know about Curtis Mayfield?
I work in the radio business. I know about all music.
Right, that's right, that's right. You know everybody. That's right,
mm-hmm.
I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know any sellouts, at least not personally.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
That was a good one. That
I
was
wish I could
get
two dogs laying on top of each other.
What can you imagine? Can you imagine what Alexander would be like if they would have did what they had supposed to do?
Just imagine if all the resources that they sunk into 28 West, what if they would have sunk them in the place where it was supposed to go?
That's right.
We have a Ferris wheel down there. We have us a Ferris wheel and a boardwalk. We have bumper cars on the bayou.
Yeah, we're just on a Ferris wheel And I could throw Agnes off the Ferris wheel from the top of the Ferris wheel, throw her over in
no,
Red River.
We're gonna have bumper cars. I'm gonna bump the out of you.
Get in
the bumper car.
Okay, you guys. Okay. Bring it back.
I didn't say nothing bad.
Y'all were violent toward each other. Man.
That's how we love each other. How we love each other.
Yeah, we love each other.
We got that
y'all
Jacob blood.
That's how the cool songs do it.
Y'all just violent. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like little kids. You know, hey, what would it say? Oh, once a man, twice a child. We children.
And then Lord, we don't have nothing else to do but just talk about each other.
That's right.
Now, you know what else I just thought about? Do you realize everything that we read about Rappaport's Parish history, what Mr. Curtis was trying to do goes against every single one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to shoot him down. They were going to shoot that down. They weren't going to let it pass. They were going to buy people. Than it was going to be to wipe the egg off their face of him actually succeeding in what he was going to do. That's why Mr. Fuller is getting all the pushback he gets. That's why they don't want us talking, and that's why we get shut down on Facebook every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they don't like us in places, and that's why we're on the outside all the time. Because there's a lot more
mm-hmm.
people trying to be bought than the ones just trying to get free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the saddest part of Alexander. Mm-hmm. Y'all trying to fit in these people who ain't got nothing but contempt for you.
Mm-hmm.
They smile
mm-hmm.
in your face. Hell, even John and Rose.
And all the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers. And you know what he said? Something that made a whole lot of sense. All them ones that want to be somebody ain't got jot out. He didn't say Jadot. He said something else. I'm saying Jadot.
Well, he said a lot of them wouldn't be where they at if his daddy wouldn't open the door for them. And I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
And you know what? He said that air had was out in his father's workroom office, and he got it fixed now. He's gonna go in there. I bet he's gonna go in there and start digging and find some more info. And he's gonna call.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
His father had paperwork hidden in the air conditioner duct.
Sure did. You know why, huh? J. in case they come to his house and start digging like they did Jonathan Goins.
Oh, baby, let me tell you something. If they come to his house, it ain't going to be the outcome. It ain't going to be the same like that Jonathan, because his sister will come from Dallas, and he and his sister, when it comes to their mama and their daddy, they don't play. Well, their daddy gone, but their mama. Come in there, baby, that will never happen.
Oh,
that
yeah.
will never happen. Andrea will come from, she will walk from Dallas. Baby, that won't happen.
That's why.
You know, they try. You know, they'll try themselves.
But they ain't going to
try themselves.
I think that with the information that we've put out over these many, many months and almost years and years that we've put out all this information, that they, it's not a lot of moves they'll want to make that will catch our attention, because they know we're going to talk about it here. And they know we're going to dissect every move. They know this. And they know
and
people.
They know if they do something stupid, we gonna get out there and somebody gonna get it and find out what's going on.
Yep. So, I think we've worked ourselves up. This has been a great, great show. I am very glad that this show happened. I'm thankful for our guest, Mr. Benjamin Curtis. I'm thankful for the groundwork that his father laid out and the good heart, the good faith. I bet you his father and my grandfather knew each other. Probably very well. And I thank our predecessors. I don't think we don't thank our predecessors enough. There's people that laid out this revolutionary groundwork before we got here. We just had to pick up what was left of it and try to soldier on. But they left us a lot. They left a good bit to work with, and they never quit attitude is what they left us with the most, the determination to get the right answers. And I appreciate that. I appreciate Miss Ellen Mackle for being a part of the show and teaching me the things that I knew growing up, because there's only one Ellen Mackle, and she teaches a lot, and I'm very proud of her.
You don't kick your tail for calling me that.
What's your name? I only call you mom. I'm Mackle. Yeah.
Did you say Mackle?
Okay. All right.
I can't help myself. You say Mackle.
Yes, indeed.
I want to thank all of our guests and all the people that joined in. Whether you joined in late or early, whether you saw this anywhere, you saw this on Facebook, as soon as this live show is, you can always play it back at your pleasure. And this is a great Monday. This is a great way to start off the week. This is Monday Motivation. Tomorrow we're going to get right back into it and finish fighting this battle and setting people's minds free. That's what we're doing over here. We're setting people's minds free. We unshackling you from a lie. You've been told that everything is fair and equal in Rapides Parish when we know it's not. You can tell that it's not. And stop smiling in these people's face. They don't. Stop smiling in these people's face is all I can tell you. Stop smiling in these people's face, because what they're planning to do to you has already been done to you. You just don't know it yet. Because remember, they think it in advance. We think it for the night. We're trying to go to the party next week. They done thought 10 years in advance. That's why you're in a position. That's why you're trying to get to a party and they trying to get to the penthouse. It's two different pathways. But we're going to go ahead and leave you guys tonight. We did an hour and a half tonight. That's pretty good. I want to thank Ms. Maisha Michelle, Ms. Danny Reed for joining us lately. I do apologize. The show's already in full swing and it was in the ending process. But Danny Reed.
Oh, okay.
Good friend of mine on Facebook. And my Michelle, she owns my Michelle. She owns things. So, thank you. Again, we're gonna move forward. We're moving into phase two of this Black Business Bureau. Actually, it's called the Central Louisiana Urban Businesses, the club. If you own a business and you're Black, Join the club.
Now,
oh, that's snappy.
I got to write that down. Look, okay, today, let me tell you guys, today I had an opportunity to do business because, you know, it's very important that we do business with other black business owners.
Now, was this person black or were they colored?
This person was black.
All right. Give it up for our black business owners.
One of the people that are on our page, TS Home Decor.
Shout out. What was it?
TS Home Decor.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
And what we did was we did a bartering. Bartering. I had some products that she wanted, that she needed, and she had some stuff that I had already chosen ordered. So she had it, and we made a deal where I only had to pay a certain amount because it covered what she would have owed me. That's a form of bartering.
Black Wall Street.
Exactly. So I was able to get my products from her. And she was able to get the
product from you.
That's what I'm talking about.
We took what the price of everything cost, and we minus whatever it was that she owed me. So in the end, I only had to pay a certain amount to her, less than what my original price was. That's a form of bargain.
That's platform business.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, indeed.
Huh?
You got to be part of the club? Oh, you're already in the club. You're the admin for the club. I'm sorry. This is all this club business. I forgot. These people are actually already involved in the club.
So, if you want to do, and again, if you want to do business like that and you trust the person you're doing business with, then you can do that. Now, everybody's not like that, and this is why we have to fill each other out.
We got to build up a relationship.
You have to build it. Me and this young person have had a relationship when we worked at the VA together. So we've been on, you know what it is to be part of a team and working with other people because we had to. And in a sense, I kind of encouraged her to do her own business, not to quit her job, but to do her own business. So it was good to work with. And it's not the first time I've actually did transactions with her. I've done several with her. But that's how we do. That is just a form of bartering that you guys can do with each other once you trust each other.
We gotta trust each other. We gotta love one another. We gotta trust each other.
Exactly. So
on that note, I want to thank Stories on the Couch.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
Jonathan Mackle. I am your host, Mars Crawford. I want to thank all the people that have joined us, Mr. Benjamin Curtis. Thank you. And we are gonna go ahead and take our lead, as the white folks would say.
So,
this has been the Kill Frank Show, episode number 338. The feeling is mutual. See, I brought that back around. That's how you do business. You do good business. The feeling is mutual. You love me, I love you. The feeling is mutual. And that's how we're going to do it. And that's not always negative. It's not always negative. It's rarely ever negative. But we're going to say the feeling is mutual. Spread love, y'all. Do business. Join the club. If you are black and you own a business, you have no excuse as to why you have not inquired about what we're doing over here.
That's right.
So go ahead and get in contact with us. You need advertising. We got your advertising. We got everything on lock. Be on the lookout. 107.9 KTJM is still coming. You guys can. It's still coming. It's on its way. And the Crown Jewel will be here to fully service advertising needs of all black businesses here in Simla and the surrounding areas. So, again, I bid you adieu. Do you have any last words?
No, I don't. Sorry, I don't.
Payless Shoe Store is out of business, right?
Yeah, I think.
All right. Yeah, Payless Shoe Store is out of business. I don't know why I said that. Trump's still a racist. Dave Chappelle's a genius. And you guys go and be well.
Good night, you guys.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. It is.
All right.
Bye-bye. And I
want to
thank our guest.
We already did.
Okay.
We're
on air. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
She's still trying to make an announcement. All right. Music, everything.
I'm sorry.
I'm in a different place because I ain't chasing nobody. I'm not chasing nobody.